It's time for another Midweek Mini, everybody. We are so glad that you are here with us. Today's an exciting one because we get to tell you all the things that we learned at TravelmoreCon. We had a great time. Woohoo! We are back from New Orleans and we are pumped for all the new things we can bring you in the world of points and miles.
We really are. This past weekend, you guys, it was amazing. For all of you that we got to meet in person and that we got to talk to, and those of you that came up and said that you recognize our voices, which is just so fun. Like, nothing is more fun than that. Thank you so much. I mean, I feel like we learned a lot. I think Mary Ellen learned more than me, because if anyone saw me, I was just running around. But I did make it to a little bit of a few sessions here and there. And what an extraordinary weekend of connection and learning. And it's just such a good group. It's so welcoming.
It's so fun just to be in the same room with people who nerd out on points and get excited about points deals and knowledge. It's such a fun time. Anytime you're with your people, you know, your people that you have something in common with, that you just get each other, it's a great time. I spent a lot of time with Allison, who is our favorite over at Points to Boarding Pass. She knows so much about booking flights. Her whole job is using people's points to help book them flights. She's a wealth of knowledge. Spent a lot of time with our friend Joy, who was just on the podcast recently over at Savvy Travel Mamas. We spent time with so many people. Oh my gosh, who all did we see?
Michelle, oh, the places you'll go.
Oh my goodness. I was talking to Michelle so much. She's going to come on the podcast soon to tell us about Denmark and Sweden, which I'm pumped because I'm planning a trip next summer. We spent time with Jenny over at the Traveling Franklins.
Oh, Jenny. Jenny has a podcast too, guys. Single best first episode explaining what points and miles is ever. Okay. Which I have a podcast. It does not serve me at all to say that, but it's just the truth. And we are bringers of truth on this podcast.
That's right. Well, let's get into some of the things we learned. What are some of the, what was something that shocked you at Travelmore? Something that you heard that you were like, wow, never really thought about that.
Okay. Well, since I did not make it to any session in full, except for Richard from Built, I made it in halfway through Amanda, which is Amanda Exploring on Instagram, made it in halfway through her Hilton session. And even just coming in halfway, I was like, what? Like, I could hear the people around the room as she was saying things, like gasping. That's how revolutionary some of the things in her strategy were. I mean, I'm literally shook. They were able to accumulate 14 free night certificates for Hilton last year. And this is not like you have to be spending a bazillion dollars in 3 months. This is like if you come up with this strategy and you focus hard for a year and like this is your goal, you can accumulate these, I think, with regular family spending. It just requires some focus and some strategy. There were some really wild things about upgrading cards and downgrading cards. And we are going to have her on the podcast to talk to us about this.
Yes, I'm so excited that she's agreed to come on the show. So some of the things with Hilton that I wrote down from her talk, some of the things were reminders, and because I haven't focused a lot on the Hilton strategy, so it was really cool to hear. Reminder that free night awards are uncapped. So they are some of the most valuable free nights in all of the points and miles world. Most programs have a cap on what you can use free night awards for. Hilton does not. Now, it does have to be standard nights, but there is so much flexibility. She told a story about a student that she was working with that ended up getting almost 2 full weeks in the Maldives on free night certificates, which was wild.
I wasn't there for that part.
Yes. I love that with Hilton, you can have top status, which is one credit card. If you get their elite credit card, you can get high status, which is awesome. You can hold more than one Amex Hilton card. I mean, she just gave us so much. Yes, it's all about this upgrade, downgrade game. Can't wait for her to come on the podcast and really dive into that more with us.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. We truly, there were so many good sessions this weekend. So if you're having a little FOMO now and you want to hear all of these things in full, I will put the digital ticket link in the show notes because that way you can go back and have access to the recordings of every single session. And I think it is extremely valuable. These sessions were really good. I heard people raving about a number of them.
So our session, we should probably mention that. We got to do our session, which was super fun. Our session was all about how to maximize Rakuten points and Capital One offers to earn yourself enough points that it is equal to or more than signing up for a new credit card every single year. It's a very renewable, I can do this every year without hits to my credit score. And if you guys are interested in learning more about that, we certainly talk about it on the podcast here and there. We are very open to perhaps making a masterclass on that. Let us know, comment, send us DMs if that's something you would be interested in. You know, for a small fee, paying for a masterclass just to learn about it all in one spot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because we do this so regularly and it's so second nature to us, I was wondering how many other people really maximize it and use little tricks here and there the way we did. And the response that we got at the conference was phenomenal. I think it was a lot of revolutionary stuff for some people. And so if you guys feel that you want to learn the tips and tricks for earning 100,000 plus of these points a year, we would certainly be willing to make something and share it with all of you. We want to gauge your interest before we put a bunch of work into something like that. But there, we have a little news at the end of this podcast to stick around for about why this has just become more valuable than ever.
Well, let's get into the session that we both were in because, again, we were apart most of the time. Most of the time, sadly. But we were both in the session about Built with Richard Kerr. He's one of the top dogs up at Built. We are working diligently to get him on the podcast. We met him last year at Travel More. Scheduling never quite worked out. At this point, he says Built has so many exciting things coming up in the next few months that are going to come out that he kind of wants to wait until they're public so he can really tell you guys about everything at once. Because right now, he is just sitting on so many things that he's so excited to share, but we can't share publicly yet. So what were some of the things, though, that he was able to share in his session that really caught your attention?
First of all, I think we've teased a bunch, but now we kind of have a date that mortgages are coming up in February. And that's not super exciting to me as somebody who doesn't have a mortgage. But what I was fascinated to learn is that Built is now partnering with all these realtors nationwide to have a home buying program through their platform. And this really blew my mind. And I even got into the app and started looking for homes in my area. It was amazing because it was only showing me homes based on the amount that I said that I could afford in mortgage per month. So I was able to move this little slider to say, like, this is my cap all in. This would be all insurances, all taxes, the mortgage amount, everything. And it was only showing me homes where that's what the mortgage would come out. And then it was also breaking down every single dollar that I would need from closing costs to insurance to taxes to everything on and down payment on the front end and what the actual out-of-pocket amount would be on some of these different houses in my area. And then here's the crazy part, you guys. You buy a house through that platform, which is the same as buying a house normally. It matches you up with a realtor. You go through the process. You get points for the house. Like these houses that I was looking at, I think it was like a point per dollar, which like if you're going to buy a house anyways and you're signing your mortgage through them and you're getting a great interest rate and everything's exactly the same, why wouldn't you want to get points on your house buying purchase? And just to remind everybody, Built is not a credit card company. They said that a million times.
Yes, and that's one of the biggest things. I think he wanted us to all leave that room. He knew there were so many points and miles travel creators in that room. I think his number one goal is that all of us left that room to share with our people that Built is not a credit card company.
Not at all. It's such a small thing, part of what they do, but their transfer partners are phenomenal. They just announced Etihad yesterday, which is very interesting. But I mean, I personally like them because they're basically better than Chase over here with Hyatt and Southwest as
and Alaska.
Alaska.
Yes.
Nobody transfers to Alaska, guys. Nobody. Except
Bilt. Is really, they have the best transfer partners in the whole points and miles game, period. They have the best ones, and they have more coming. He would not tell us. He teased things with us. They have more partners coming. And so Bilt is not a situation where you have to have one of their credit cards. You can sign up for a free Bilt account. They have a dining program, so restaurants in your area may, you know, be a part of it. If you go to that restaurant and you put your credit cards in linked, your other credit cards, you're not your Bilt credit card. You put, you know, your Amex Gold and whatever you're using to pay at these restaurants, and they will give you points for it on top of whatever points you earn on that specific credit card, like your 4x points on your Amex Gold. Then they will give you an additional Bilt point. So you can earn points in two places, which is great. If you ever ride in Lyfts, you can link your Lyft account. I actually signed up for Bilt last year at Travel More because that was the first time I realized, oh, okay, I don't have a Bilt card, but I can still be earning some points along the way. The only points, I forgot about it. Totally not forgot about Bilt, but forgot about the Lyft partnership. But apparently I did link my Lyft at that time, my Lyft membership. And so I look back through, and over the past year, anytime I've ridden in a Lyft, I have been earning points for it. So I do have some Bilt points that I didn't even realize I was accumulating. So everybody today, right now, can sign up for a Bilt account, whether you have any interest in their credit card or not.
Absolutely. They also have partnerships with like pharmacies and fitness centers. So there are other places in their Bilt neighborhood program where you can be linking and earning points. I think it's worth it to go through and just literally link every credit card you have. Just put them all in there. And then if you happen to use one of them at a Bilt place, there you go. There's some Bilt points. I think all of us have shied away from the card because there's no sign-up bonus. And you know, it's a good thing to have if you want to pay rent. But for me, I was like, okay, well, actually, if I do the math, it's not that many points per year. I probably still want to save this spot for a sign-up bonus card. But there's new cards coming next year. That will be interesting to see what those benefits of those new cards when they come out. But I think ultimately what we are both freaking out about.
Oh, it's time. It's time for the big leak.
It's time. The big leak.
Okay, let me tell you how it happened. Hold on. I want to tell you how it happened. So I was laying in bed.
Same.
Scrolling my phone, as one does. Okay.
That's how you wake up. 9:30 p.m.
No, this was the night before. Girl, I leaked this before the morning. I was one of the first people on the internet. Not the first, but I have to say, in the travel points and miles creator world, not to toot my own horn, but I was the first person I saw to leak this online. Just saying. Now, I saw it somewhere else. I saw it somewhere else that made me jump to it, but it was not on Instagram that I saw it. So I was scrolling my phone. I saw a mention of this, and I said, what? I literally sat straight up in my bed. The lights were completely off in my room, completely off. I got out of bed, turned on a lamp just so that I could. I went to Rakuten. I screenshotted on Rakuten that now Bilt is going to be one of the partners where when you earn Rakuten points, instead of sending them over to your Amex Gold card or Platinum, whatever, your Amex membership rewards account, you can send them to Bilt instead. I screenshotted that so fast. I looked to another page on it. I screenshotted that, freaked out, started posting. I recorded with this dim lighting in my bed at 10:30 at night or something, this video, because I was legitimately, it was my reaction. My first reaction, I didn't do more than one take. I didn't plan what I was going to say because I was like, this is the most exciting points and miles news that I have seen in a long, long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I don't really do a ton. Well, maybe you don't know, but I don't really do a ton on my Instagram unless it's real important. And the first thing that I saw when I woke up and it was like, I don't know, 5-something in the morning. And I see your texts. I assumed they were also from the morning. I guess I didn't even check the timestamp. I saw what you had said and I was like, shut up, shut up. I jumped out of my bed so fast so that I could run into the bathroom where there's better light. And it, my stories are probably gone now, but like progressively, I kept thinking of new things to say. And like progressively, you can see my eyes become more awake and my voice less scratchy. And I'm getting like more excited every single level. Like as I really thought about what this means, I'm realizing, oh my gosh, if this is like exactly the same as the American Express partnership, if there's no changes, if there's not some weird transfer ratio or hoops to jump through, and it's literally just exactly parallel, this is insane. This is how insane. We replenish our Hyatt points now.
Yes.
This is how people who have credit scores that they're still working on and can't open cards right now or are getting lots of denials can still be replenishing their Hyatt stash, their Alaska stash, their Southwest stash. Like it's the and we guys, we said this in our talk. This 100,000-ish points that we both did this past year, this was with very little effort.
Very little.
If we were daily, every single transaction, trying to run it through Rakuten, the things that we could do would probably blow my own mind.
Yes, and this makes Rakuten stock go up for sure because we have choices with shopping portals. Last year, I did a lot of shopping through the American Airlines shopping portal because I wanted AA status. I do a lot of Capital One offers, which are great. I love Capital One miles, but I don't love them as much as getting Hyatt and Alaska Airlines. Mm-hmm. If I am able to transfer these Rakuten points to Bilt to use for those transfer partners, this is it. This is game changing. I hated that we felt like we were kind of, I don't like to use this term, but kind of slaves to Chase, right?
Yes.
They were the only ones that had Hyatt. We needed to just do everything we can to stay in Chase's good graces because they had Hyatt, which for hotels, obviously there's a lot of great hotel chains, but in the points world, it is what it is. You can get incredible value at Hyatt. That's why we like them, not because their hotels are necessarily any better than any other chain. It's just the value that you can get transferring your points and miles to Hyatt is just superior to most other hotel chains. There's situations, of course, where other things make sense, but this is just huge news. This is a game changer for the points world. It is now that Hawaiian and Alaska, you know, that partnership that we had with Amex for a while was really exciting. A lot of people transferred a ton of Amex membership rewards over to Hawaiian and then Alaska before that partnership ended. And now we have another way to get those Rakuten points and miles that we earn over to Alaska. It's
crazy.
Just exciting. Way crazy. To go, Bilt. You have our attention, Bilt. You officially have our attention.
That was a round of applause. I have no idea how that's going to sound in the actual microphone. So, yeah. But yeah, we are listening. We are impressed. We are thrilled to have Richard on at some point. I know we actually did say this last year, but then he may or may not have canceled on us a handful of times because he's a busy, busy man. And that's fine.
Well, if he's getting me a way to use Bilt points, to use Rakuten points with Hyatt, I will forgive.
I
also want to note, we started posting about it. I got a lot of messages from people saying, I can't see it yet. I can't see it on my end. Once it leaked, they scrubbed it from the site.
Yep.
And it is not as of when we are recording this, which is October 9th. We recorded a few days before this is released. As of October 9th, the partnership is not live. So this is still just a hint of what is coming. Mm-hmm. We still very much believe we have had wink, wink type confirmation that it is coming. It's just not live yet. So don't panic if you can't see it on your end right now.
Yep. Be patient and we will update you as soon as we have the details. We're just really excited about this new horizon. There's been a lot of negative in the points and miles world, a lot of sad changes, but this, holy cow, everything changes now.
Everything. I want to mention one other thing before we start wrapping up. I saw Betsy from Become Travel Rich. Betsy has been on the podcast a number of times. She used to be at Her Alaska Travels. She really specializes in all points and miles, but alas, she lives in Alaska. That's her thing. She came on the podcast not that long ago to talk about the Atmos cards, the brand new Atmos cards and that program. During her time on the podcast, she mentioned she was not impressed with the travel insurance on the Alaska Atmos cards that were released. She told me at Travel More that she learned some things. She realized that she had misunderstood something, and now she is even bigger, more, you know, she just loves that card. She says the travel insurance, she had read it wrong or something. She clarified. She wants to come back on the podcast and explain it to you guys. But if you listened to that episode and you were concerned about the travel insurance, I think it's actually better than we spoke of.
Yeah. Yeah. She said that to me as well, that she wants to come back on. We're going to, we were literally breaking that the day of. So sometimes things clarify as they come out. So we are going to have her back on. I heard that her session was awesome. I, again, wish I could have made it to a lot of these sessions, but I will be watching the recordings. So get your digital ticket. I feel like the last thing that I should share before we go, if you guys did not see the cute stories, maybe I should go back and add them to a highlight. Maybe I should make a comfort hoodie highlight bubble. Because guys, you know, we've already talked about comfort hoodies and I've been very transparent that I have not purchased them yet, but I have obviously heard amazing things and heard them raved about. So we have a partnership with them. I was gifted by surprise a comfort hoodie this weekend, but it was like the craziest. I think people probably believe that this was staged.
It
was not staged. Mary Ellen is in our hotel room recording a video telling the internet how she's going to surprise me with this comfort hoodie. And as she's recording that, I am walking down the hall. And when I walk in the door, the first thing I see is that she has changed clothes and she looks so cozy. And the first thing I say is, I want to be cozy. I am telling you, this was not planned or staged. It just happened. And she's like, oh, you want to be cozy? Well, say that again. And she turns on her phone and I'm like, what is happening? And she presented me with my very first comfort hoodie. You guys, when I tell you that this thing, first of all, feels like butter on the inside.
Yes.
It has got all of these perfect little pockets. I wore it home on the airplane. It was so nice to know where my headphones and my phone were without having to dig in my bag and also feeling like they were going to come out. I just kind of zipped them in these amazing pockets. And the first thing that happened when I got home and I walked into my daughter's room, who was still awake at midnight when I got home, is she goes, excuse me, is that a comfort hoodie? And I said, yes. And she goes, it's mine now.
As our children do. Every mom who's hearing this can understand this.
She was like, can I try it on? And I was like, fine. And that was my crucial mistake. Shouldn't have taken it off. I will never, ever see it again. So now I have to buy myself another one. Actually, she wants a pink one for Christmas. So turns out the comfort hoodies are viral among the teens. So if you're Christmas shopping for your teens or your sisters or your mother. I don't know why I'm thinking it's a girl thing. I feel like anyone could wear a comfort hoodie.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving my husband one for Christmas.
Yeah.
One of the Travel Essentials hoodies. Absolutely. Yeah.
They seem like just a perfect universal gift for all the people.
And I love – so the hoodie that I gave Joanna is a Travel Essentials hoodie. That's the name of it. But I am telling everybody that is the – they have lots of hoodies on their site. And not all of them have all the fun pockets. But to me, that is what makes them so great. So the Travel Essentials hoodie have become everyday hoodies for me. Forget just for travel. They are my everyday hoodie now. I have more than one color. My daughter, who's only in fifth grade, she's still in elementary school. She said the same thing because she told me somebody at school that's on our cheer squad with her has a comfort hoodie. And so she wants one. She has stolen multiple of mine that are way too big for her. But I have since, of course, been a good mom and bought one for her for Christmas that I have stowed away. So if you're hearing this and you know her, be quiet. Don't tell. Because we have one stowed away for Christmas. So guys, if you want to try them, we do have a link in our show notes. We hope that you will love them as much as us, but I am completely sold on them.
Me too. I was already sold from your description. I'm just cheap. And so yes. I was waiting until like either Christmas or my birthday or something. I was going to put it on the list. But of course, here you come just being wonderful, just showering me in gifts. So,
and I will say with the 15% off that our link gives you, some of them are actually wildly affordable. If you think of the quality of this hoodie and how much a hoodie can cost, yeah. Hoodies can cost $60, right, for a nice hoodie. And you can get these for less than that. So definitely look into them.
Yep. Use our link. It's in the show notes with all of our other links. When you use our links to support the podcast, that is a great way to give back a little bit. We put in a lot of work because we love you guys and we want you to learn and grow and travel and do all the things. So thanks for spending your Wednesday with us. And we will be right back here on Monday. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.